Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. She's dressed nearly every woman in Northfield who had a special event and supplied nearly every husband, boyfriend, lover with a birthday, Christmas, Mother's Day gift. Lucy Schweitzer opened Anna's Closet on her 50th birthday. 15 years later, she's closing the doors. But this is a celebration of a very successful run.
I've loved it. I've loved this town. I've loved the support. I've loved everything about it.
She came into the KYMN studios and recorded an interview. The entirety is posted on kymnradio.net. Through the years, her children have been involved, Anna, her daughter, who the store is named after, and Henry, who loved the business and stepped in to help. Anna's Closet has been a haven, providing fashion, flair, and a very personal touch. She said it wasn't an easy decision, but she knows it's the right one.
We're going out on a high. We're going out just when the time is right for me and no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to celebrate what we've done here.
Northfield's been Lucy's home for 35 years.
It was very scary when I opened up. It was very scary to make this decision. And I figure the things that are the hardest maybe come out the best.
Remember, if you are confident, you are beautiful. Thanks, Lucy. Budgets for the Northfield School District will be approved at the board's June 11th meeting. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman said the key thing is to project their revenue.
We've had an increase in students over the past several years, so we are projecting a minor increase yet again next year. We're also looking at the fact that in the second year of the biennium here, the legislature and governor actually last year did agree on something, which was 2% on our basic formula increase.
That's about $63 per pupil.
We are projecting this year to grow our fund balance to try to mitigate those years where the legislature does not give us enough to be able to compete with inflation.
They're looking at a revenue of about $54 million with expenditures of about $53 million. Good financial stewardship has helped weather any storms, and so has the community's generosity in approving last year's levy. Northfield High School graduation takes place on Sunday, but school won't be over. As you'll recall, we had a rough winter, and while two snow days are built in, they weren't enough.
We have a makeup student day on June 8th, and then we have a makeup staff day on June 11th.
Graduation is at 2 p.m. on Sunday and will be broadcasted live on KYMN. You can stream it or listen on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. And the GOP endorsed Josh Gare on Wednesday at their endorsing convention in Lonsdale. Gare announced his bid to run for House Representative in District 20B in early May. A tractor-trailer driver for Midland Garage Doors, Gare lives in Montgomery with his family and daughters. Todd Lippert, a Northfield pastor, announced his bid for the seat in March and was endorsed May 23rd as the DFL candidate. State party conventions begin today. The DFL is in Rochester through Sunday, and the GOP is in Duluth through tomorrow. News from around the state is next.